Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hello there, everybody. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday morning. Happy start of the Shocker basketball season. Happy NFL trade deadline. Happy voting day. It is election day of sorts here around the world. Makes you feel proud to be an American. All these things make us proud to be American. College basketball, NFL trade deadline. Come on now. Good morning, everybody. Jacob Albrock here alongside TJ Cleland. We are glad to be here with you this morning. We will have Wyatt Thompson in to talk a little K-State hoops as we get the start of the Wildcats season. Also, look back at that Texas Tech loss and get into some of the things as we take an overview of this season for the Cats on the football field and what it all means. We'll do all that in our next segment, actually. We will talk a lot of college hoops today. Shocker fans, what are you thinking about? Chiefs fans, do the Chiefs need to make a move at the NFL deadline? We get a piece of very good news with the return of Josh Simmons to the team yesterday. So we'll discuss it all. It's all brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich, split seared, served in a split top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Hello, I'm glad you did not lead the show off with some Monday Night Football talk, because I couldn't watch it. Thanks, YouTube TV. I feel like I want to bang my head off the wall whenever there's games on and I can't see them.
I had to go to a local watering hole to catch it. I did, as a Cowboys fan, and it was not worth my time. But, you know, whatever. We almost, my goodness, did we almost have our Jake Ferguson hit last night. He had two opportunities inside the five to take one in last night on that first drive. Couldn't get either one of them in. I can't feel bad about that. Like, it was there. It was right there. They went to him twice and he couldn't get it in. So I sorry if anybody tailed there, but I think we were on the right track. It just didn't deliver it. But we'll get back at it Thursday night. We also had KU start the basketball season last night for us on the men's side. Big winners over Wisconsin Green Bay, 94-51. We also had the Shocker women getting things going last night. They were big winners. The K-State women last night were big winners. So a good start to the season. We'll talk about the Jayhawks and the debut of Darren Peterson and a career night for Flory Badunga as we make our way through as well today. We got a lot to get to here. Max Powers got your KFH hotline at 869-1240. So that's available for you. You can leave us video comments via Facebook, YouTube, X. You can leave us voice messages if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app. Thanks as well to those watching us on 12 News Connected this morning. Boy, I it is a lot to get to. TJ, I think let's rip through some of it, and we'll talk Wildcats next. But the big news from Monday, you know, before games were played, was that Josh Simmons is back. Mm-hmm. And I think this is kind of what a lot of people had been hoping, is this two-week stretch with the bye, that he could be back after the bye. And not only is that the case, he's back in time to get plenty of work in and should be, by all accounts, ready to roll for that game against Denver, which becomes pretty important here in week 10.
That was the one that I had circled as well. You know, it felt like had it been three games or four games, I can't remember the exact number, but you know, we kind of knew that it was going to be a couple of weeks once we started to hear word of, you know, I know that Nate Taylor reported that about 2 weeks ago now or something like that. And so you had the bye circled, that it would be something around there. I didn't know if it was going to be this week or the next week, but I agree. The fact that he's back this week, you know, is going to give him that. That was always the question, is he just going to show up on a Sunday, and can he play? Like, if he shows up on a Friday, can he play on a Sunday? Right. And now you don't have that question anymore going into that Broncos game.
Yeah, he's going to play. They haven't said that, but I cannot imagine that he doesn't play. So we'll look for that. We'll be ready for it, and it'll be a big help. And honestly, it does. Like, as we get to the trade deadline today, it probably does lessen the need to do anything there. Now, just that certainty, right? Because the thing, and I said this on TV yesterday, one of the things, of course, he's been great on the field, but he also gives them their depth back, which will be very nice, as Jawan Taylor's been shaken up a little bit and Trey Smith is playing with a bad back and all of these things. Like, having, you know, one more guy out there who happens to have, at least through his first four or five games, been outstanding. After we watch that game, like, that's going to be the Chiefs' problem this year. If they can't protect, just like last year, it's going to be a problem. So that's great news for them. We can dig into whether or not they need to go do anything else. We talked a lot about the running back position yesterday and kind of brought up some names there. Of course, Breece Hall's name's brought up a lot. We'll see if he moves in general today, but it should be a pretty entertaining trade deadline. A lot of moves have been made, kind of smaller moves, but, you know, we'll see. It's pretty hilarious that I woke up to an alert that the Cowboys have traded for a defender from Cincinnati. As Jerry Jones yesterday teases this highly impactful trade they're going to make. And I see a wake up and I'm like, oh, good, a linebacker from the Bengals. That's a good idea. They've been awesome this year. I know that's too simple, but it is just pretty funny on a night that they get their butts kicked. And then the other thing real quick, TJ, we'll spend more time with this as well in just a little bit. KU, 94-51 winners. They covered the 30.5 last night against Green Bay. It was exactly what we hope to see a lot of this year. Badunga and Peterson combined for 44 points. Badunga had 6 rebounds. He was really good in the game. Had 3 blocks to go with it. Like, that's what we're going to want to see from him. And Darren Peterson was very efficient, I thought. 7 of 11 shooting. The 4 misses were all on threes. So he was perfect inside the arc and then missed and went 3 of 7 from 3, which is great, you know, just under 50%. So great debuts against a team that's not very good. But when you're talking about young players like that, that's what you need to see.
I can't wait for Friday, I think, is North Carolina. Like, that's going to be awesome to see Darren Peterson against the Tar Heels and just see what it's all about. So, you know, that was kind of what we saw in that game against Louisville. I know he scored 24 points in the first half and, you know, scored 21 and 22 minutes last night. And so there's going to be a game in Big 12 play where they're in a grinded out spot against Iowa State, and Darren Peterson is going to go for 40. Like, that's the kind of score that he is. Doug Gottlieb, coach of the Phoenix last night, tweeted out that he's the closest player he's ever seen to Kobe Bryant. And that's after one real game.
And Kobe didn't even play college basketball in a traditional sense, so that's interesting. Yeah. Look, it's good, but he's a freshman, and I think we'll get to this. The biggest storyline for them that just has not been talked about, and it was the biggest storyline at the end of last year, is the return of Flory Badunga. Like, Flory Badunga's got a chance to be a high NBA guy too. He came in with a little less accolade, but we saw the flashes from him last year. Now, if he can, and again, it's against Green Bay. So, yeah, North Carolina will tell us a lot, but if he can get those kinds of offensive opportunities, that's going to open things up for Peterson. And that's, you know, now it's like, okay, if we see that, what are the roles everybody else is going to play? It just, it does simplify things, I think, a little bit to if that can be the way this team goes. One game, we have no idea, but it was a nice way to see them get started. All right, when we come back, Wyatt Thompson, we've got some new contests we want to tell you about. First, a chance to unwrap the ultimate gift of the season. You could win a trip to Seattle to see Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday featuring an all-star lineup, one-of-a-kind stripped-down magic, Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth Sleep Theory, Des Rocks, Return to Dust, Not Your Average Silent Night, Cozy Up, Rock Out. All you have to do is, this is courtesy of BMG Records, enter the national contest. Go to kfhradio.com. Two airfares, two-night hotel stay, and a pair of tickets. Again, kfhradio.com. We're coming back. Wyatt Thompson joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Wyatt Thompson, welcome in. Voice of the K-State Wildcats. Good morning, Wyatt. How are you?
I'm pretty darn good. How are you, fellas?
Good. Joined here, Jake Balbrock, TJ Cleland with you. Let's start with basketball. We can get to football and the bummer that was the game against Texas Tech later. Let's start with hoops. It is the season. Tis the season. Happy basketball season to all those who celebrate. Tonight, the Cats get it going against UNC Greensboro. How excited is Wyatt Thompson for the start of college hoops this year?
I'm always pumped up for it, to be honest with you. I know through the first two exhibition games we've seen, I'll describe it as pretty darn good offense, maybe even to the point of a little bit disturbing on the defensive side, but they've worked more on the offense, and we'll see how it plays tonight. But they've got this one tonight and then right back at it here on Saturday. I think it's a four-game homestand to start. I do think it's going to be a fun team to watch from an offensive standpoint. Just, I mean, P.J. Haggerty alone, but Abdi Bashir had a pretty decent game the other night, and I think Nate Johnson is pretty capable, and I want to see those two foreign kids get going, or three or four foreign kids, actually. I thought Moby's all right, so it's time to go. Don't know if you saw the opening games last night, but, boy, I'm excited for the league. If you watched Arizona and Coapete last night, strap in. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a bunch of fun. Wyatt, just kind of wondering about this team. You brought up the first question I was going to ask you. You know, they've played two exhibitions, and they've given up a whole bunch of points in both. Even to the my Newman Jets came in there and knocked them down from three. Is that what it's going to be like this year? Is that what we think we're going to see every game? Or are they going to have to try to score 100 every game?
Well, I don't think it's going to be as rough as it has been. You know, it's one thing at Mizzou because they had so many guys back and you have so many new faces. Not trying to make excuses, but I think there's going to be and needs to be some growth here. But I think that it's both sides of the coin, actually. I think it's disturbing when Newman, no disrespect at all, I thought they played well. They made a boatload of shots. Think about this. They made 18 threes.
Yeah.
18.
They didn't do that when crazy. I was in college very often.
But at the end of the day, it's too many. But I think this team could be better defensively. I think they do have in Nate Johnson, a guy who really could be a good defender, you know, on-ball defender, one of the better guys in the league that way. But they've got some things to work out. And they'll tell you they've worked more on installing Coach Driscoll's offense than they have on defense to this point, and it shows. So this team with UNC Greensboro, I guess what I would tell you is they're going to defend. So their numbers from a year ago, a 20-win team, were pretty good at their level and in their league. But I think K-State will come out with some purpose and try to guard tonight. We'll see how that plays.
Wyatt, when we look at an expectation for this year, you mentioned Arizona. We saw KU also look awesome, and Darren Peterson live up to the hype, I think, at least so far from what we've seen. We know the Big 12 is going to be wild and crazy and difficult. It would be silly to, at this point, say, oh, K-State needs to compete for a Big 12 title. Not saying it can't happen, but how should we walk into this with expectations, do you think, this year?
Well, you know, I've said this before. I think you have to try to look at this is that the goal is to be an NCAA tournament team, which in this particular case could mean somewhere probably in that 8-9 range, 7-8-9. And I think that is – I think they're capable of that. Are they capable of it today? Honestly, maybe not. But I do think they've improved in some areas enough that, again, you got to go prove it. But I think they've shown that they have some things that they probably lacked a year ago. The one thing that is concerning up and above and beyond the defense is the rebounding. They've got to get, you know, they need to be better there. I think that's probably something that we'll talk about all season long. So, you know, those are two big things, as we know, in the game of basketball. But I do think with the prowess that they have, or at least in terms of ability to score, maybe it'll be maybe that'll take up some of the slack. Let's put it that way.
Wyatt, speaking of this roster, we've talked a lot about PJ Haggerty, and if you're somebody who, you know, unless you're a college basketball sicko, I'll put it that way, you've never seen these guys play before except, you know, the returners and probably PJ Haggerty. Who's the rest of the options on this team? Who do you think is going to, you know, pick up the rest of that slack after PJ Haggerty scores his, you know, 20, 25, et cetera?
Well, I think it has to be Nate Johnson, Abdi Bashir. I think you could probably go down even a little bit farther than that. I know he's a really young kid, but let me grab my chart here and just tell you that Andre Kostic can shoot the ball. Okay. I think Elias Rypiec is a guy who can also help. Is he going to be a 15 and 10 guy? No, probably not. But those guys have played international basketball. They have some skill. They're still kind of getting their feet wet, learning, you know, the American way of life, if you will, and the K-State way of basketball. So I that's why I say that they're not anywhere near where they need to be, but I think you should expect that. I'm really excited about Moby also and David Castillo. David was pretty good the other night. When he scores some, he does so many other things pretty well that it helps. So I don't think it's a situation where they don't have enough skill. I think it's just all putting this together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk football, Wyatt. Texas Tech. Look, the game, I'll be perfectly honest, it was tighter longer than I feared it might be.
Yeah.
Texas Tech's defense showed how real they are. But there were good things that happened too. Avery, I mean, I thought the game plan was actually pretty good. Like Joe Jackson, they were never going to line up and traditionally run it on Tech. And Avery running it was the biggest piece of the offense. So, you know, I think the plan was good. I just don't think K-State's there with Texas Tech talent-wise this year. So what do we take away from it? Because the record's not very good right now. And, well, you know, like this was a season with big expectations.
I think you put the game right in its proper perspective. I would add to that, I thought for the first quarter and a half plus, K-State played right with them, or probably maybe even played a little bit better. Good teams, though, adjust. And they have a good coach. They have two really good coordinators and boatloads of talent. I thought Avery was good. I thought the plan was good. But let's put that into the proper perspective, too. Good can mean different things on different Saturdays. They really pressured Avery. And I mean, he was 16 of 33 and against most everybody else. He's going to be better than that, but there was just enough pressure to move him left or right or get him out onto the run. You point to the five turnovers and give Tech some credit for that. But I've said this in a few other interviews, K-State wanted to run the ball, at least try to get some angles to make it a threat. I think they did that, but the turnovers hurt. And the reality of it is, this is just my opinion only. If you go back and look at first down, Tech and their opportunities had about 175 yards. And on first down, K-State with their opportunities had a little bit less than 70. That's a monster difference. And too many times they were second and third and long. And that catches up with you. And the intense pressure that they bring most of the time with the three and four man front is really difficult. Those two ends are elite. I'm just going to tell you, they're both pros. They're elite. I think Lee Hunter's a pro. They're playing without Gil Howard, but you can't hardly tell it with Holmes in there. And then, I don't know, guys. I'm not – this isn't a love fest with Texas Tech, but tell me you don't like watching Jacob Rodriguez play.
He's my favorite defensive player in a long time.
He is insane, just with the intensity. Two forced fumbles and just to the intensity in which he goes about it. He's a brutal tackler, loves contact. If you like the game and you don't enjoy watching him play, go reevaluate yourself, because he's a dude now. He can play.
Why, that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, watching this game, I've sparingly watched some Texas Tech, you know, on in the background and everything like that, and I knew that they turned people over, but watching that game, it was like, I'm going to pull my hair out. Like, what is going on out there? And it's literally him. And they punch the football out so well. And I imagine that every fan base feels like that whenever you play Texas Tech.
Yeah. And you know what? I've said this too, and I'll say it to you guys. If you would have told me that, and I think K-State should have led at half as opposed to being down 12-7, and I'm sure you guys agree with that. But had K-State made the two-point conversion and make that a one-score game, I'd go back and do that the rest of the game from there again. I thought when they didn't make the two-point conversion, it had a little bit of an effect on them mentally from like, oh, boy, mm-hmm. now we've got to score twice against these guys, right? And against those guys, that's it's not impossible, but it's difficult. It's hard. This hasn't been the season everybody wanted, and I 100% am with them on that. But you got to come back, and I think Coach really likes these guys, and I think they'll continue to battle. We've had injury things. We've been an inconsistent football team for sure, but let's keep grinding and see what happens at the end of the day.
So as we look at this season, Wyatt, there's been a lot of people wondering, like, they didn't live up to the hype, for sure. And you might even say last year they fell a little bit short too. But the reality is it's been 28 wins 3 years coming into this year. It's been a disappointment. Is there any reason for fans not to be confident in the overall trajectory still of the program and what's happening in Manhattan for K-State football?
Well, I'm by nature somebody that looks more at the positive side. And I do get to see this team quite a bit, and I do think they've got some really good football players. And I think as you look at their young kids that are making their way, and many of them have not had an impact on this season, whether it's by coach's choice, their choice to redshirt, injury, what have you, I think they've got some good players coming. They continue to recruit at a decent level. They got a commitment from a defensive tackle yesterday, and his example that was offered by Florida and Georgia, we're told that's a good thing. I don't care how you analyze that. That's good. If Georgia's recruiting you, you can play.
Right.
I think about Logan Bartley as an example, and Darian Whitaker on the defensive side. Both are freshmen and have a chance to be special. Just as an example, do they need to get better in some areas and a little more depth? Yeah. And you hope that they can take care of that twofold, transfer portal and obviously with recruiting and player development. And that's I think that recruiting and player development kind of wraps into one there. But I'm always going to be pretty optimistic because I think Coach Klieman is relatively consistent at what he does or definitely consistent in what he does. Not everybody sees it the same way. I understand that this has been an up and down year and frustrating. But I just don't know necessarily that I'm thinking that this is a team that is heading downward. I do not see it that way. I just don't.
All right, we got a mute there, TJ. Go ahead, TJ. Yeah, we lost TJ's microphone, Wyatt. So
okay.
When we talk about that stuff, you know, the recruiting part, I think, matters. But it's hard today to look at what's going on in LSU.
I'm not hearing you now either, Jacob.
We may have a bit of an issue here in general. Let's I think our radio people can hear, so I'm not sure.
I apologize, guys. I'm not hearing you.
TJ, try again there. Nope. We're having a connection issue. I'm not sure what's going on with that, Wyatt. Wyatt, I don't know what to say. We've never had this problem before. Can you hear me now?
I'm still not hearing you. I'm not sure why, but I lost you.
Well, let's get to a break early here, Wyatt. We're gonna disconnect here and try and fix our problem. We appreciate everything, and we'll we'll talk again next week.
Sorry about that, fellas. We'll talk soon. Appreciate you.
TJ, microphone check. We're
microphone
there.
Check.
We go. We're back, baby. We're back. Perfect timing. We're going to tell you about another contest, the Odyssey Holiday Hookup. Now through Friday, November 21st, At 11:30 p.m., Odyssey taking care of the food and fun this Thanksgiving. You can win a full holiday feast and Thunder tickets for the whole family. Smoked turkey, ham, all the sides from Hog Wild Pit Barbecue, which is valued at more than $200. 10 tickets to the Wichita Thunder's Star Wars night on November 29th. And you can enter by texting the word thanks to the key number 20357. That's thanks to the number 20357. Message and data rates apply. All right, we come back in now to Sports Daily. TJ, it's we had to cut the conversation there with Wyatt too soon, but you know, I think the gist is the same kind of as like it's things are not to be. It's not panic time for K-State. It's a disappointing season. There's no doubt about it. But most teams in the Big 12 right now feel like it's a disappointing season. This is a league that consistently beats up on itself, which is a good thing overall, but it's going to make it hard. And there's not a lot of wiggle room to play poorly over stretches like K-State did at the beginning of the year. Quite frankly, losing to Texas Tech is not anything to be ashamed of, I don't think, this year. But some of the other losses are, and it's been a bad year in that regard. And now they've got to, you know, finish strong, turn it around, get to a bowl, and hopefully carry that momentum into next season when they ought to be a contender like they should have been this year.
Yeah, the biggest questions about this season now come after this season of what can you do to get all these guys back? Because as we've talked about yesterday, there's a lot of guys that aren't seniors on this team. You can bring a lot of players back. All your skill guys, you know, you have the opportunity to bring Avery back. You have the opportunity to bring Dylan Edwards back, Jace Brown back, Lincoln Cure back. A lot of guys on that defense can come back. So if you could, I mean, I bet if you polled 100 K-State fans and asked if you could just have this exact roster again and try over, they'd probably say yes. Like a lot of them would probably say yes and you know, make as little upgrades as you need to. But on paper, this was supposed to be the most talented team that K-State's had in a couple of years. And I still think it probably is. Like, this team is full of talent. They've just had flaws, whether that be, you know, I think a lot of it is confidence-based. A lot of it was kind of once you lose to Army, then things kind of derail a little bit, and you start thinking too much, and I think that's part of it. But as I said, biggest thing you can do for this team right now is keep this team together in the offseason. It's going to be tough, you know, kind of trying to convince 19 to, you know, 21-year-olds to come back after a disappointing season is a hard task to do because in this landscape of college football, all those top guys might have, you know, people like Kirby Smart on the phone.
And they will. And they for sure will. So what are you going to do? You're going to keep recruiting your own guys. You're going to go hit the portal hard and you're going to do all the things that you've always been doing as the program, at least for the last, I don't know, how long have we been doing this now? 5 years? Where half the time is recruiting what you already have. So you just got to keep going. You just got to keep
K-State,
going.
That's what K-State has done so well of doing all of that the past few years. You know, it's not like, no disrespect, but it's not K-State basketball where you have to rebuild your roster every year. You know, Wichita State can't keep their guys that are studs here because they go chase the SEC stuff, and, you know, no fault to them. I probably would too if I was a 19-year-old. K-State's done really good, though, at not saying the grass is greener from the other players that we're going to bring in. They understand how big of a deal it is to retain players, and they've kind of invested that way. So we'll see if it holds true this offseason because it's going to be the toughest challenge they've had since it's all started.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but let's get through this season. Let's see if they can make a bowl game. All right, let's talk about KU last night. Let's make the transition to KU hoops taking on Green Bay. I'm telling you, like, I know Darren Peterson looks great, and I know everybody's excited about Darren Peterson. I'm very excited about Darren Peterson. He does appear to be that kind of player, which will be, you know, it's. To have, and I didn't see what did the kid from BYU do last night? Did you see? Because he played last night. I'll take a look as we're talking about Peterson. But to go into a year and have what most consider will be the best player in the country is always exciting, right? Like that's always a fun thing to have. But to have it like this does feel a little different because they've had that before. They've had that you know, in some regards, people have thought that way of Hunter Dickinson. People have thought that way of Frank Mason. Like they've had a lot of those guys over the years, but this one does feel a little bit different. DeBanza was last night too, 21.6 rebounds, almost a mirror image of what Peterson did. So he was also really good. So maybe I haven't seen him play yet, like I've seen Peterson play, but it just like it's going to be a vibe this year to walk in with the kid, the Cooper flag that is constantly being talked about as the best player. And that's going to create a different buzz for the school. Like it's going to be fun. It's going to be different. Honestly, they have been all complete opposite of that for what, 3 years now, where it's been experienced. They have this, and it's kind of been the same thing over and over. This is going to be totally different this year.
This feels, I don't know. What does this go back to? Is this Frank Mason the last player that was like this?
No, I think it's different. I think Frank was such a known commodity. And
that's
I
what
still,
I'm saying. I think that that's,
and I honestly, I don't even remember if like in game one, we were all looking at it saying, oh, Frank's going to be that dude. Frank that's wasn't true. Like, Frank wasn't an NBA guy. He wasn't like, it's been, I don't know. It's probably been since before I've been here. I mean, it's probably Wiggins. I would guess that's who it would be. That's not typically how Bill Self's done it. And, you know, we also don't have that player every year in college basketball, right? We had Cooper Flagg last year. He was that guy. Zion Williamson was that guy, but we don't walk into every college basketball season with that kind of freshman who you expect to just fully be a star. And we might have two of them this year, both playing in the Big 12.
Yeah.
So it's hard to compare it to anything that I've seen because since I've been here, it's been more of guys grow into that role, whether it was Devontae Graham or whether it was Frank Mason, whoever you want to look at. They grew into that over time. Peterson walks in from day one and has that expectation right on him as a freshman. Playing in the Big 12, it's going to be hard. There are going to be times this year where it's hard for him.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. The biggest thing that, you know, I think that the buzz that you talked about is completely right, and I think that that is awesome for KU basketball to have to have somebody that can walk in the gym and know that that's the guy that's going to put 20 points up tonight. But I think it's just such a stark difference from what we've seen the past 2 years. And there's no disrespect to those other two teams. They were really good at what they did, and they won a lot of really big games. They were the number one team in the country preseason for a reason. But this year, just with all the new faces and everything being different, it's going to look different on the court, and it's going to look fast on the court, and they're going to put up points on the court. I think that KU is probably going to be a lot more, you know, offensive leaning than they have been in years past. And I don't think that's a knock on their defense. I think that they're just going to score a lot of points because they're so athletic this year. And that's in main part, back to your main point here, is because Fori Badunga is the center and is one of the fastest players on the team.
And I think he's the takeaway for me because that's like Peterson's going to have this expectation. Peterson's great. Peterson's going to be great. Peterson is going to be a star. He's going to have nights where he struggles, I'm sure. Maybe he doesn't, but I would imagine that's going to come in some Big 12 games. Badunga, to me, raises the ceiling of this team pretty substantially. And it's so funny, too, because Peterson's coming in and because it has felt like such a reset for this team, I think that we haven't thought about how big a deal it was that KU won sort of this re-recruitment of Badunga, because that was all off season. We knew Peterson was coming, right? The main key, the main goal, the main priority was like, how do they get Badunga to stay? And I remember through that whole process, I'm like, man, I think he's going to stay. Like what? Like there's such a history for him to go be the best version of him with this role right now. The history of Bill Self with bigs, the opportunity to play alongside a guy like Peterson. Remember what that's looked like for Self. Remember when Devon Dotson, it was Dot and Doak. I mean, remember some of those combinations of a great guard to a great big, right? They didn't have that the last few years because, you know, DeJuan Harris was great, but he's not that kind of offensive player. Those two, if they can work together like that, I know they're a little younger, but those have been, to me, like those are the best Bill Self teams. when they've got a great point guard and a great big and the offense runs through those guys. And then the rest of the team, you better defend and you better be able to hit open threes. And I think we've got through one game and maybe even some roster construction, the pieces of some of that. They did not shoot good enough from three, I don't think, last night. Not good enough to make us feel good. Two of the starters, White and Rosario, combined to go 2 for 9. That's not going to be good enough. They need those other guys to hit threes, and they need those other guys to play great defense. But if they can get the offense out of the two young fellas, it's going to raise the floor up a little bit, I think. Well, may not raise the floor, actually. The floor may be in danger, but it'll raise the ceiling up quite a bit.
Yeah, that's the thing that KU has been, struggling with the last 2 years is not having that shooting presence. It's what everybody in the country struggled with, honestly. Everybody's always looking for a shooter out of the portal. And KU got Nick Timberlake, and they're like, oh, yeah, this guy's going to be it.
I mean, they've tried.
He didn't shoot it well. And, Zeke Mayo shot it pretty well, but he's not that kind of player to just spot up and shoot threes all the time. So you think that Cole Rosario is going to be the guy on this team that can do that kind of thing? Jaden Dawson off the bench is going to be the kind of guy that can do this kind of thing as well. Just a matter of and honestly, it's November 3rd, so give him some time. But I agree. What we saw last night wasn't – it's not going to completely cut it in Big 12 play.
Remind me about Cole Rosario. Like, what are we expecting out of Cole Rosario? Like, what is
I think that we're getting more than him? I think that we're getting more than what we did expect. He was a reclass, so he should have been a freshman next year. And he was a last minute classed up to graduate early to come play on this team. He was one of the overtime elite guys. So he played with the Bryson Tiller and the Samus Calderon and the Tay Kenny that's coming next year. And so Bill Self's recruited that super heavy. He reclassified to come in and play this year. And he was basically just supposed to be like a 3-and-D guy, just super athletic, can shoot threes, and that's what his role was going to be. And then it kind of got dropped on us at Big 12 Media Days last week of Bill Self saying, like, Shreyas, he'll tell you this too. He asked him, he's like, what kind of role could he play? Do you think that he'll play a lot with these starters? And Bill was like, he's going to start. Like, what are you talking about? He's going to be a starter. And we're like, oh, Cole Rosario is going to be a starter. Cool.
And we didn't see a lot out of Jamari McDowell. El Marco didn't play hardly. That was interesting to see those two guys play so little. I thought, I don't know what to make of that. Cause those are two guys that, thought maybe could step up just a little bit. Rosario. Yeah. I'm looking back now at his high school resume and it makes sense then that why he has been the player that, and I was talking about this last night, when I was watching the game and it was like, who is that guy? And I'm like, well, that's gotta be Rosario. Well, what, and everyone's like, huh, what do we know about him? And I'm like, I really I don't know. He snuck up on everybody. Trey White. Yeah, it was something, that stash. Trey White. The fact that Trey White's a starter, I think is also interesting. I'm going to guess he's a great defender, but as we go back and we look at what he's done over his career, he hasn't been a great 3-point shooter. He's been a 10 point a game ish kind of player at three different places. So I'm going to guess he can defend at a high level. He is one of the starters from last night. We knew a little bit more about Melvin Council than these other guys probably, but it is going to be all about these freshmen. Council has been a good scorer, but not necessarily a great 3-point shooter. At St. Bonaventure, he shot just under 30%. At Wagner, he was even under that, 26. He's able to score, but again, it's not from three. So you better hope that he can defend, and that takes it back. Like, if you're going to run the offense through Peterson and through Badunga, you're also going to ask another young guy, really young guy in Rosario, to make a bunch of threes. And if we're thinking about the things that would, I guess, be potential concerns this year, to me, for a team that struggled to shoot it from three, I don't think I see something that's like, this is going to be a great 3-point shooting team this year. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I mean, I don't follow the off season.
If you're, if the thing is, though, I understand what you're saying, but the thing is, though, if you want a guy that's going to shoot three-pointers, it's Darren Peterson. And that's just what his game is, and he does everything as well. So
right, but they need an open
they
three maker.
I don't know. Yeah, that's supposed to be Rosario. That's the idea there.
Okay. Well, he shot it that well in high school. It's a little different. The good news is with a guy like Peterson and now Badunga, that's going to create open looks for these guys. More open looks than shooters have had at KU the last couple of years when they haven't been able to make any shots. Yep. So, you know, those are there, and it's hard not to be excited about the oozing talent of your two best players. They are young players. For a guy like Badunga, I would tell you that the biggest challenge I think for him right now is going to be staying on the court as a young athletic big like that. Because you better believe that when they get into the Big 12, teams are going to attack him, try to get him to foul and be in foul trouble, because they'll be a different team without him on the floor.
I mean, he struggled with that last year as a true freshman. And that was why
everybody does. All
that's why that's why he couldn't play as much as everybody wanted him to play. And that's why he had to come off the bench. And it's because he's a, 18-year-old kid. And if somebody's coming into his paint, he wants to run him off. You can't do that. And so I think that there'll be a little bit of maturity in that you hope to see from him, of a guy that can play 40 minutes. Say what you will of Hunter Dickinson, he can play 40 minutes. Like he was 40.
He was savvy. He could at times play them slowly, but he could play them. And he knew because he's been there forever. And that's something Badunga is going to have to learn. How do I stay on? Because when he's off the court, now we don't know this yet. I don't know what they're going to do behind him. I mean, I think that's one of the big questions for them this year. But KU, big winners last night. They're going to be a very fun team to watch this year. We're going to talk some Shocker basketball as they get things ready to go tonight. Another team with a lot of questions. All these teams have a lot of questions. It's funny, Kate, do we know the most about K-State just simply because we know the most about Hagerty? Like, is it all three of these teams? Like, we're going to need like a good...
That's what
I
said yesterday. Month? I did a morning show hit at the TV station last night, and I said, if you're wondering who the starting five is at home and you say, I don't know anything about basketball, your guess is as good as ours.
Welcome to the party, and I don't even feel bad about it. Like, it is so hard to keep up with it, but I'm excited that we do get to watch them. All right, we're coming back. We got another hour of Sports Daily. We'll get you ready for the Shockers opener tonight. We'll talk about the NFL trade deadline as well. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.